probably what came close to a miracle in the hospital setting was actually in my first week at the hospital here in Houston. A young girl, I think she was in her late teens, maybe young woman in her late teens. The doctors knew she was going to die. And so my first week, we're in the ICU praying, asking God to help us accept her impending death. And the girl ended up walking out of the hospital. I tell people that, for the most part, obviously my name, Moses Mason, you can't help but when you see me, that you see an African-American man, you know, athletic build and a very oftentimes a serious demeanor and disposition. So that's how the facade looks. But then on the deeper levels, I'm actually quite introverted. So at a party, I'm going to do my best to hold up that wall. And eventually I'm going to get off the wall and actually start engaging people. But it's going to take me a little bit. You might have to give me a drink or two. Nice spirit to loosen me up. Even in my church, I belong to a liberal congregation. So we often talk about the magical God. Just again, that God I just described of one who turned water into wine, raised the dead, fed 5,000, that kind of stuff. And yet I still cling to that, I mean, if we want to call it magical God. So, but I would not call the things that I've seen, I've experienced, I've witnessed magic by any stretch of the imagination. I would call them modern day miracles, where I can be led to call a friend. Just because, I just need to call that friend and come to find out that friend actually needed that phone call right then and right there. And that has happened on multiple occasions. I would call that a miracle. Probably what came close to a miracle in the hospital setting was actually in my first week at the hospital here in Houston. A young girl, I think she was in her late teens, maybe young woman. In her late teens, the doctors knew she was going to die. And so my first week, we're in the ICU praying, asking God to help us accept her impending death. And the girl ended up walking out of the hospital. If you ask me about, do I let go of miracles? No, I don't. Because that girl, and usually 9 times out of 10, when the doctors say, you're going to die, you're going to die. But she walked out. I consider it a miracle. Even last year, my mom got COVID back in March when no one knew what the hell was going on. And the paramedics didn't think she had COVID, but we come to find out later it was COVID. Once her illness was long enough, and then she described the after effects of having to regain her strength and energy. But my mom has every health condition that's in the medical handbooks, but she didn't go to the hospital. And she recovered. And just recently, she had a hospitalization for a different reason. And the doctors had, tested her for COVID and said, well, ma'am, where did you go? Because with all your health conditions, you're supposed to be dead. I would consider that a miracle, that she didn't die when people were dying left and right in those early days. Miracles can still happen. I don't know if they are the instantaneous things that I've seen that I preach about when I do preach in scripture, but I'm more than willing to say that miracles still happen. They just look different.
One last question, then I'll let you go for my own edification. When you said you were young, when you initially began the chaplaincy, at the hospital. And did you have any fears, or were you ever a little scared about, you know, death and just kind of being around death on a regular basis? Was it scary for you?
Well, I've been around death since I was 6 years old. But, you know, my grandmother was in her 80s. She was 83 when she died. The first funeral wake I remember going to was her older brother. He was the oldest of the crew. And so I remember going to that wake. You know, again, I'm six. So I'd been comfortable with death and the idea of death. And a lot of that was because, you know, again, these were older people that were dying. I had also gone to being raised in Houston's inner city. You know, I had friends, I had classmates who were shot and killed. You know, you went to the wake, you went to the funeral. Again, and there's a rationale behind those. They were shot and killed. The suicide is what, that is the one that kind of stunned me. But I've been around death since I was a kid. I went to the hospital the next day after my grandmother's youngest brother died, my great uncle, and I saw his dead body laying in the VA hospital. I'm not afraid of death. I am afraid of dying. Now that I'll tell you, I'm afraid of dying, but death, no. You know, death is, it's a part of life. You know, we have one life, and it's about what you do with it. And this life will come to an end.
I know I am afraid of dying as well. And sometimes this image comes into my mind of me, you know, holding on with my claws, and I'm not going to let go.
I can see that.
Thank you so much for listening to episode 53 of Bite Sized Blessings, the podcast all about the magic and spirit that surrounds all of us, as long as we open our eyes to it. And whether you choose to listen to our bite-sized offerings for that 5 to 10 minutes of freedom in your day, or the longer interviews, we're grateful you're here. I need to thank my really generous and very kind guest, Moses Mason, for sharing all of his stories with me, as well as the creators of the music used, Woha, Chilled Music, Alexander Nakarada, Music L Files, Horst Hoffman, and Frank Schroeder. Without the generous contributions of these artistic creators, each episode would be very boring. For complete attribution, please see the Bite Sized Blessings website at bitesizedblessings.com. On the website, you'll find links to other artists, music, playlists, and changemakers that'll be sure to rock your world. You can also find the podcast t-shirt. Click on the link, send me some information, and the t-shirt is yours. Thank you for listening, and here's my one request. Be like Moses. Sure, you're a preacher, but what about law school? Be patient, enjoy the process. You might not know where it's going, but have faith you'll end up exactly where you're meant to be. When you get your law degree, will we have to call you sir or...
No, just still call me Moses. I'm pretty good with that. No need to dress up anything and that kind of stuff.